You have the Law of the Sea Treaty. You have the Small Arms Treaty. All four of these were designed to strip away our constitutional protections in this country and place us under the authority of a one-world government. Friends, do you not see what's happening? And don't you care? And now, according to Mr. DeMint, if you are homeschooling or have any hope to homeschool, forget it if this treaty passes, because the government will tell you, can't do that. This is Viewpoint. Viewpoint does determine destiny, and your viewpoint on all of these issues and hundreds more will determine destiny. The future is yours, friends. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Remember, righteousness alone exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I'll never forget about 50 years ago when I was just a young physician, just started my practice, had been practicing for a couple of years, and I was turning into the wrong television program and hearing somebody old, an old man talking and saying that America was not a democracy, it was a republic, and that they lied to us to convince us it was a democracy. And I'd never heard of anything so ridiculous. I'd minored in history at the University of California, done quite well in history, taken a whole semester of nothing but history, and the idea that I'd been lied to all through my educational system and that America was not a democracy was so foreign to everything I believed. But I set out to prove this man wrong, and the more I read and studied, the more I realized, of course, that America was formed as a republic, and there's all the difference between a republic and a democracy. And, of course, our founding fathers did not want a democracy because they knew it would eventually result in the people voting themselves into tyranny. After all, if they can get the government to provide for them, to take from others to give to them, isn't that a wonderful way to do it? And to use the educational system to benefit yourself? And, unfortunately, this is really what's happening today. And America is no longer a republic. We have become a democracy because most people don't even know the difference between a republic and a democracy. And yet, time after time, we see our electoral process being utilized to put people into office who have not been selected by the majority of the people. Somebody once said, it really doesn't matter how the people vote, it's who counts the votes. It really is important. And that's really so true. The Democrats think the Republicans cheat. The Republicans think the Democrats cheat. I think that there's a tremendous amount of cheating in our electoral process because it's all about power. And whoever gets the people into positions of power, they ignore the law and they benefit themselves, whether the Republicans or Democrats. And for right now, let's go to our special guest this evening. His name is Brad Friedman, and he studies the electoral process, comes up with all sorts of fascinating things. Hi, Brad. Thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Great to be back, Dr. Stan. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thanks. And why don't you bring us up to date? Do you think there's any corruption in the voting process in America today?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that. It depends what you call the voting process, because there's sort of the voting process, what the voters are doing. And there's the electoral process, how the elections are actually run, how the votes are counted, if they're counted, decisions about who gets to vote. You know, it's interesting, you opened there talking about the old quote actually from Stalin, who supposedly said it's not who votes, but who counts the vote. Interestingly enough, this year it is also who gets to vote at all. And we are seeing now an unprecedented attempt to keep people from being able to cast their legal vote across the country this year. And
but how about people casting the illegal votes? We have literally millions of illegal immigrants in here who would just love to vote so that they can, of course, get more benefits out of the system. How can we determine who is a legitimate citizen and who is not? Should people who are not citizens be able to come into our country and vote?
Well, great question. The fact is, when you register to vote, by federal law, as it is, you already have to identify yourself when you go to vote.
But how do you identify yourself when you go to vote? When you go to vote, in other words, when you go in to vote, do they ask for some sort of identification? Or can anybody just go in and say, I'm a citizen, I should vote? Or when they are registered to vote, do they have to come up with any sort of identification?
Yes, when they register to vote, if you register to vote in person, you have to give some form of identification. When you then if you register through a third party or through the mail or something like that, then you are flagged. And the first time you go to vote, you must show ID in all 50 states under federal law. Now,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dried guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Brad is saying that this request for a voter identification is really aimed at keeping Democrats from voting, because, of course, Democrats would certainly not have their as much photo ID as Republicans would. Is that basically the basic theme? Because basically, most people who have a driver's license, and most people would show their driver's license and they'd be able to vote. So would this assumption be that the Democrats wouldn't have a driver's license and Republicans would?
Well, as it turns out, there are certain groups that are less likely to have a state-issued photo ID, usually driver's license. And that turns out to be the elderly, students, minorities, the poor. All of these people tend to be more, much more Democratic leaning in their voting than they are Republican leaning. And so, as it turns out, you know, minorities are lacking in the type of ID that would be needed to vote under these new laws than non-minorities. And we know minorities tend to lean towards Democrats. That's why these laws are now being instituted around the country. It is not because of fraud.
And it is not then because of illegal immigrants trying to vote?
Absolutely not, because for one thing, it does nothing to stop illegal immigrants. For one, by federal law, as I said, when you register to vote, you must show some form of ID if you register in person or at the polls if you were registered through a third party. Secondly, you know, people who are immigrants, they may already have driver's licenses. So, you know, they can show a driver's license at the polls just the way anybody else can. That's not going to keep them from voting.
Well, no. Is that a federal crime to vote when you come in falsely? And, of course, you claim to be a citizen and
sure.
You're not. Is that
Absolutely.
A federal crime? Do you know any time anybody's ever been arrested and put in prison for that?
Yes.
How often do we just say that happens? Maybe once or twice or three times every voting session? How frequently are those laws really enforced?
Well, if you go to bradblog.com, we just ran a story because there was, over the weekend, a major study of all 50 states going back to the year 2000. In all 50 states, every single alleged case of election fraud. We've got just over 2,000 of them, and there's a database. You can find out exactly how many were by non-citizens or by in-person impersonation at the polling place, for example. And where you have about 200 or 300, I don't have the numbers in front of me, I can check it, but it's about 200 or 300 non-citizens who were registered to vote. Now, not all of them voted. Many of them, in fact, are handed voter registration form when they go to get a driver's license, and they never vote at all. They fill it out, think, you know, not knowing exactly what it is. They're new to this country. Many of them don't vote at all. In any case.
Well, but they shouldn't be voting at all.
That's
if
right.
They're illegal immigrants. Go ahead.
That's right. They shouldn't be. But the point is, it's an incredibly small problem. We're talking about 180 million registered voters across this country, and if you're going back all the way to the year 2000, you're talking about hundreds of millions of votes that have been cast, and maybe a couple hundred in that entire time by non-citizens. Now, those people, yeah.
How many people certainly are prevented from voting because they don't have a voter ID? Now, the elderly, probably they've had driver's licenses during their lives. Is this because somebody's voting for them that they don't have that? So lots of times we know that the older people, somebody votes for them. They go into the nursing homes and they vote for the people, and because the older people don't even know what they're voting for. They just fill, somebody else fills in their voting for and form them. They're people on both parties, both Democrat and Republican. We're not above certainly misusing the elderly and filling in their ballots for them, Arthur.
Yeah, but it doesn't really happen all that much. I hear it all the time, but, you know, if you look at study after study, it doesn't really happen that much. The elderly who don't have a driver's license tends to be because either they never drove or they live in this urban setting and, you know, they never needed to drive, or, for example, in Pennsylvania, where the Republicans have just passed this polling place photo ID restriction law, you're talking about 1.6 million voters, million eligible legal voters in the state of Pennsylvania, many of whose driver's licenses will have expired by the time November comes up. And if it's not a legal driver's license that has not been expired for more than a year, they're not going to be able to vote. In other cases, people, for example, students. A student may be born in Missouri, have a Missouri driver's license, and they go to Indiana to go to school. And they are perfectly allowed to vote in Indiana, but their driver's license says Missouri. They will not be allowed to vote under the photo ID restriction law that was passed in Indiana by the Republicans out there. And so you're talking about, you know, hundreds of thousands of students, hundreds of thousands of elderly people, hundreds of thousands of minorities, and in fact, 22 million Americans across this country do not have the type of photo identification that is needed to vote under these laws. This is very specifically meant to keep people from voting, period.
And basically, of course, then the Democrats want these people voting.
Well, I think everyone should want everyone voting who wants to vote if they're legally entitled
to
vote.
But this really is all about electing liberal candidates, isn't it?
I don't believe so, no.
Well, but you basically were saying that most of these people tend to vote more liberally.
Well, that's right. It's not about electing liberal candidates. It's about, frankly, it's about electing Republican candidates because it is Republicans who are out there trying to stop people from voting.
But it's the Democrats who want to get elected, so they want these people to be able to vote, so they'll get elected. So basically, it's all about, you know, controlling the electoral process.
I'm not going to speak for the Democrats because I'm not a Democrat. I think the Democrats have enough supporters. The Republicans have enough supporters. The people who don't have supporters are the voters. I have supported Republican candidates for years when they've been screwed by the voting machines. I'm supporting the voters, and I'm supporting the idea that, you know, we have democratically run elections where people, if they wish to vote, and frankly, I don't care if they vote, but if they vote, I believe they should be able to vote if they want to, if they're legal. And that when they do, their vote is counted and counted accurately.
All right, fine. Well, if I think that's a very, very valid point, go right ahead. So basically what's going to happen now, my understanding is that a federal judge has thrown that case out of court and so that the law will stand. Is that correct?
In Pennsylvania, he has refused to bring the injunction that the ACLU had filed for. They are now appealing that to the state Supreme Court. We'll see what happens there. It's likely to be a tie because right now there's a 3-3 Democrat versus Republican tie on the Supreme Court. The seventh justice is actually Republican, but she stepped aside. She's facing corruption investigation right now. So it's likely to be 3-3, which means the lower court ruling will stand, and as many as 1.6 million legal voters in the state of Pennsylvania may not be able to cast a vote this year at all, including almost a million in Philadelphia. And I think this is an absolute outrage, Dr. Stan, no matter who it is you're supporting. Like I say, I've gone to bat for many Republicans over the years. What has been done to Ron Paul over this primary season has just been absolutely appalling.
Why do we talk about what's happened to Ron Paul? Certainly, first of all, for our listeners out there, I believe, of course, that that Al Gore won the 2000 election, and the Supreme Court felt that George Bush should be the president because I believe there's an elite who really pick our president. So George Bush got to be president in 2000, 2001. I believe, of course, that John Kerry won the election in Ohio, and they even put a number of Republicans in prison because of her fraudulently arranging the voting there in Ohio. But it was the Ohio vote that put George Bush into the presidency for the second time. Mm-hmm. But the average American doesn't know about the fraud that took place in Ohio in 2004. So basically, I believe that George Bush was elected fraudulently both times, and the average American has little or no knowledge of it. So basically, let's talk a little bit about what happened to Ron Paul and how did they fraudulently keep him in many instances from having his votes adequately evaluated.
Yeah, this was just a remarkable story all throughout the primary season this year. What the GOP establishment, and I'll call them the GOP establishment versus the Ron Paul folks, the sort of renegades inside the party. What the GOP establishment did to try to shut out the Ron Paul voters in state caucuses, in state conventions, was I've never seen anything like it. And fortunately, a lot of it was caught on videotape, so you can actually see these guys, shutting down county conventions, state conventions, where you had a majority of the people, at the convention were Ron Paul supporters, and yet Mitt Romney's folks or whoever, the establishment GOP was, would come and sort of push through their own slate of delegates to head up to the national convention against the protests of the majority of people at these conventions. And they were literally shutting down conventions. They were arresting people who were perfectly peaceful. You could see it all on video. One fella had a hip that was broken because the GOP establishment called in police to actually haul him away. I have never seen anything like it, and it's appalling.
Well, I think people have to, at least most people are not even being told that there was a tremendous amount of support for Ron Paul out there, but of course he was attacked viciously by the media, which is controlled, and then, of course, as Brad is saying, at the state conventions, I don't know how many states Ron Paul won, but he won a fair number of them. How many do you think he actually won? It was at least 10. And in most of the instances, they just refused to recognize it. You see, this has nothing to do with what's right or wrong. It has to do with power. And there is a group who controls certainly the reins of power in America. They control both political parties and make mockery of the electoral process.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the pig pack plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Dr. Stan, certainly our guest is Brad Friedman, and he's been analyzing the election cycle for a long period of time, and certainly one of the best sources of information on this. And, of course, he believes that there is at least perhaps more idealism within the Democrat Party than the Republican Party. I think, of course, most Republicans there are good people, but I think they're misled. I think most Democrats are good people, but I think they're misled. And I think they're people at the top of both political parties whose ultimate goal is power. And certainly the Democrats want ever more government control. The Republicans say they want to limit the government control. And yet, of course, the Republican Party embraces the welfare state. The Republican Party embraces the warfare state. The Republican Party certainly backs Wall Street at every turn, no matter how corrupt and dishonest they are. And basically, I can't agree with that, but I can't agree with the Democrats. So basically, I'm sort of like a man without a party, because neither party represents America or what I think is good for our country. I do not believe in an all-powerful federal government, because any government that can provide for us from the cradle to the grave must be able to control us from the cradle to the grave, and yet both the Republicans and the Democrats support that concept. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to call in, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Brad.
Well, yeah, let me be clear, by the way. I'm not speaking about the rank-and-file Republicans or the rank-and-file Democrats here. You know, I'm talking about the leadership of the party. I'm talking about the leadership of the party who has, on the Republican side, been working for years to create this con, and it is a con, that there is, you know, massive voter fraud going on by Democrats and by Acorn, and who, by the way, there has never been a single, there is no evidence of any illegal vote ever cast vis-a-vis an improper voter registration that was done by one of the Acorn workers. And it was, in fact, Acorn themselves who turned in those workers when they discovered that they were essentially, you know, creating fraudulent registrations so that they could keep their job as they saw it. So, but the Republican Party has been putting millions of dollars into creating this impression that there is massive voter fraud so that they could institute these polling place photo ID restrictions. Now, in truth, we have a new study out, as I mentioned at the top of the show, and you can get details at bradblog.com, on all 50 states, a massive study, every single election fraud incident that is known in all 50 states. This group, News 21, they made a database, a searchable database, so you can look up all of these cases. And they found, out of all of the instances of election fraud since the year 2000, there are exactly 10 cases of in-person impersonation that might have been deterred by polling place photo ID restrictions. At the same time, cases of insider election fraud, people manipulating the system, buying and selling votes, absentee fraud. Those are the real problems, such as we have voter fraud or election fraud in this country. It is not at the polling place by somebody showing up and saying they're somebody other than who they are. 10 cases out of hundreds of millions of votes cast in this country.
That's really very interesting because it may very well be that what they're doing is trying to focus our attention on the wrong problem.
Yep.
I mean, I am very, very concerned about what happens to those votes after they're collected at the precinct and taken down. And then, of course, there's the run through the electronic voting machines. Mm-hmm. That's really the person who programs those electronic voting machines that count the votes. That means it's very easy to do, to fix and rig those machines so that your candidate, whoever's paying you, will actually get elected. But go right ahead.
And you're absolutely right. That's the other side of this coin. So there are concerns about who gets to vote and stopping, you know, legal voters from voting. And then there's the question of once they do get to vote, are the votes counted and are they counted accurately? And that is something in all 50 states that I'm just so sad to say, after all of these years, we still don't know if our votes are tallied accurately because they're counted by these machines that the citizenry cannot oversee. We take it on faith based on whatever these, you know, computers tell us to be the winners and losers. And as we have seen time and time again, these machines can be manipulated and they can also simply fail.
And I think the thing is that the voting process, it's all a matter of perception. It's supposedly a fair process by which we select our leaders. But is it? I mean, are people actually working within those voting offices who have an agenda, who are for sale? And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, they really are. We saw this over in Monterey not too long ago, where the fellow in charge of the voting turned out to be a total crook.
Yep. Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Brad Friedman, and Brad's been on the front lines of this battle for a long time to try to let people understand that the voting process is flawed. We need honest people, but we need also people who are going to go down to the county courthouse or wherever the votes are counted and check and check and check and make sure that the elected officials are doing it properly, and after they've come up with a count, to have them counted again. And many times they're even going to have to be counted by hand because you can't trust the machines. But if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I will have to admit, I'm fascinated by the information that Brad is putting forward tonight, because it would almost appear that I have been guilty of being manipulated and focusing attention on the wrong issue, and that is eligibility, rather than on the way the votes are counted, which I think is really by far the most important issue here, because it is how the votes are counted that determines who wins. And somewhat of what Stalin had said, it doesn't matter how people vote, it counts. It's who counts the votes that makes the difference. Brad, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website?
Absolutely. You can stop by bradblog.com anytime. That's bradblog.com. You can also find me on Twitter at TheBradBlog. I hope you'll follow me there, TheBradBlog. And we're also on the Facebook, also at TheBradBlog, where you can follow what's going on, not what you're being told by the corporate mainstream media, but what is actually going on. And, you know, the things that we write about at BradBlog, or that even I talk about here on the radio, are things that are independently verifiable. You do not have to trust me. And that's sort of what I was, you know, talking about with these election officials. The best ones will tell you, don't trust me. Make me prove it. If you can't see it, then it can't be trusted. And to that end, after all of these years looking at all of these electronic voting systems that constantly fail, that constantly report inaccurate numbers, including, by the way, the ones that are used out there where you are, Dr. Stan, out in Monterey. As a matter of fact, back in March of this year, those same voting systems down in Palm Beach, Florida, are used, the Sequoia optical scan system. That gives you a paper ballot, but those paper ballots are run through a computer. And down in Palm Beach, Florida, in March of this year, the Sequoia voting machines got three elections wrong, named two different losing candidates to be the winners. And it was only thanks to the sharp-eyed registrar of voters down there, who decided to count a couple of ballots by hand and found out that, in fact, the computers had gotten it entirely wrong. We're going to use those same computer systems across this entire country. As a matter of fact, we use them up in, you'll recall the big fight over the recall election for Scott Walker up there in Wisconsin last June, just months after what happened down in Palm Beach County. They used the very same systems up there in Wisconsin, but in Wisconsin after the election, they get their results from the computer and they don't check a single paper ballot to make sure the computer's got it right. So at the end of the night, when the polls closed in Wisconsin in this historic recall election where hundreds of millions of dollars were spent by both sides, at the end of the night, 8 p.m. Wisconsin time, the polls closed. All of the network news channels were all telling us this was going to be a long night, because the exit polls told us that day, people coming out of the polls said, you know, it was neck and neck, 50-50. They had no idea who was going to win. It was going to be a long night. We might not even know until the next morning. And then what do you know? 30 minutes later, it was a landslide for Scott Walker. Now, maybe Scott Walker won that election. Maybe he won it in a landslide. But the point is, nobody in Wisconsin knew then, and nobody in Wisconsin knows now. They simply relied on computers computer systems that had failed just 2 months earlier down in Palm Beach County, Florida, by naming the losing candidates to be the winners. This is an insane way to run an electoral system.
Well, I can remember when I was growing up that everything was done by hand vote. I can remember my mother being on the local election team there, and she'd go down, and they would count the votes by hand. And I remember coming back and telling me that the woman who was sort of in charge there was throwing out votes because she didn't like the way the people voted. My mother was a very strong-minded woman, and she would demand that these votes be counted. And at least by the end of the evening, between the two of them, why they had a fairly accurate account of how people had voted in that precinct. And then, of course, they were, had people, certainly people, as I remember, who were armed, actually, taking those precinct votes down to the county courthouse, where they were again then counted by hand. And, of course, you could actually go down to the voting place. You could actually see that it was posted there how the people had voted. And then that was, of course, transported down to the county courthouse. And but there was a check and a recheck, and you were sure that you were getting an accurate vote. Today, if it's done by computer, how do we know certainly who programmed that computer or whether it's honest? Well, we really don't know, do we, Brad?
No, we don't. And that's why we need to go to hand-counted paper ballots. As far as I'm concerned, that's the only way the citizenry can oversee their own elections and know that they were counted accurately. And you do it public, and I don't know how they did it, you know, how your mother did it, but, you know, what we see in 40% of the towns of New Hampshire, for example, when the polls close, all the people show up, all the parties show up, their video cameras are rolling, they put those ballots right out on the table then and there, they have teams of counters who count them publicly, and they post the results at each precinct before those ballots move anywhere. That's a very difficult system to game, and it, you know, it allows the citizenry to oversee the process 100%. It is 100% transparent. And by the way, most of those towns are done with their counting in New Hampshire before the electronic Diebold towns have been finished counting in New Hampshire. So it's not a matter of it taking too much time. It's a matter of somebody does not want us to count publicly in a way that the citizenry can oversee our own elections so that we can really have the self-governance that that I believe the Constitution foresees.
Well, I think that basically people have to demand that we get back to paper ballots and paper counting, that those votes are counted at the precinct level, or that they are posted there, and anybody then can go around from precinct to precinct and actually see. There is no check on this at all, and if you out there in the listening audience really trust your officials, why, I think you're incredibly naive. I think this is a power structure. I think the whole idea of the voting right now is to give you the perception that makes a lot of difference. I personally believe that many of our elections are rigged. We don't know who is really winning at all, but we do know that there's a power structure out there that wants to suddenly direct the course of our nation. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I haven't had Brad on for a couple of years, and I've really missed having him on. It's just my mistake. But now that we're moving towards the election, I think that these are issues we have to talk about over and over again. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to have representative government, we have to certainly make sure that the votes are properly counted, and I do not believe in many instances they are now, in some instances they may be, but how do we ever know? Because it is so easy to manipulate those voting machines. Any other thoughts? Brad, we have a caller here.
Yeah, well, I would just say very quickly, you said, you know, we need election officials that we can trust, that need to be trustworthy. Well, here's the thing. I don't trust any of them, and even the best ones, you know, will say, don't trust. What we need is a system that doesn't require us to trust anybody, that allows the citizenry to oversee the entire system from start to finish. And that way, you can have the most corrupt election officials in the world, but it won't matter because all the people get to vote and all the people get to watch their votes being counted so that we can assure that they're being counted accurately. I think I think that's the trick here.
I think you're absolutely right, and I will echo that. Well, let's go to Herman. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I think it is fascinating to realize, of course, that there have been so few, at least recorded, instances of fraudulent voting. It's not the fraudulent voting that, yet they keep focusing our attention on that. I believe it's the fraudulent vote counting. Herman, do you have a question or comment?
Well, yes. Thanks for having Brad on. It's a fascinating topic. Brad, what do you think is the possibility that we will have another cliffhanger election where we will not know who is the upcoming president and we may end up having rioting in the streets?
Well, I don't do predictions, so I can't tell you how it's going to come out. I will tell you, in many ways, I'm more worried. I'm less worried about that cliffhanger election than I am that we have, you know, Romney or Obama, presuming, by the way, that Romney is the nominee after all. He's still presumptive. But that whether the Republican or the Democrat win, that we won't really know if they did win or if they didn't win, and that the citizenry will have doubts about the election. And they'll have every reason to have doubts because they won't have been able to oversee their own results. I think that's the great threat, frankly, that we face to democracy. You know, election after election, you hear, and this you hear from both Republicans and Democrats now, you know, after the election is done, you know, they'll say, oh, it was fraud, it was election fraud, it was voter fraud, sometimes they'll say. And that's a great threat to democracy. We need to know that the results, whoever won and lost, the results were counted accurately. You know, someone once said that, you know, the sign of a great election is when the loser's supporters walk away knowing that they lost. And that happens less and less now in this country, and it's because we have privatized our once public election system to these private voting machine companies. And it's crazy.
Okay, I agree with that. Anything else, Herman?
Well, if the results are in and groups say that there was fraud, what's the chance that they will have any redress in the courts, given the makeup of our courts, and could it go all the way to the Supreme Court?
It's getting harder and harder to have that redress. But, you know, a few minutes ago I spoke about what happened in Wisconsin in those recalls. Well, since that recall night, when people weren't sure how it could be that, you know, in 1 minute, the exit polls were tied up 50-50 throughout the day, and then all of a sudden Scott Walker wins in a landslide. Well, groups across Wisconsin now, Republicans and Democrats, by the way, have filed public records requests in all 72 counties across the state of Wisconsin. And they are keeping those paper ballots from being destroyed, and instead they are going in and counting them county by county, by hand, to make sure that the results of the June 5th election, they're still doing this, from the June 5th election, to make sure that they were correct. And they are finding all kinds of problems in the counties that they have been able to count by hand so far. In some places, some of these election officials are actually destroying ballots in violation of the law. But I think the idea of the citizenry fighting to count their own elections this way, even though it's below the radar, even though it's, you know, maybe too late to overturn the results of that recall, no matter what they find, I think that's going to give us a better idea if our elections were, you know, in fact counted accurately. But some states, Colorado, for instance, the Democratic governor there just signed a bill supported by the Republican Secretary of State to declare that ballots are no longer public records, so the citizens can't even look at the ballots if they wanted to. Apparently these ballots are none of their business anymore. It was a remarkable turn of events in Colorado, and we're seeing this elsewhere across the country as well.
And I think it's so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, you understand that it's all a matter of perception. You're supposed to believe that we have fair and open elections, and I think a lot of them are really very, very crooked right here in the United States. And basically, we have to be sure we have the exit polls. For instance, if you look at the 2004 elections, why the exit polls very closely were aligned with the way that people voted, except in Ohio, where, of course, John Kerry won the state overwhelmingly. But, of course, when they counted the votes and they fraudulently counted the votes, why, of course, the election then went to George W. Bush. And the fact that you're not hearing about this, the fact that you're not hearing about the fact that up there in Wisconsin they're recounting the votes, how could you conceal something like that from the American people? Oh, we've got to watch the Olympics. We've got to watch baseball. We've got to watch, you know, certainly all these fancy programs, this the new normal, this new television series about this family, a mother, a daughter, a granddaughter, and two gays, young gay people, you know, two gay men. I mean, that's the new normal. That's what they want to focus our attention on. Okay, certainly our gentleman is gone, and we're going to get Herman to pass our caller over, if Herman wouldn't mind passing Susan on, so we can actually talk to Susan here in just a moment. All right, well, while we're waiting for... Oh, there we are. Okay, fine. Go ahead, Susan.
Hi. One question is, I don't know much about Scott Walker, and I'm assuming that if it was fraudulently shifted to him, the votes were flipped for him, that he would probably be sort of a... Well, New World Order kind of candidate.
You know, basically what this issue was about there was, of course, the president of Wisconsin, but the governor of Wisconsin, was going to actually take on the unions and try to force the unions, a state employees union, to accept lower wages, because basically the unions have been certainly twisting the arms of the legislators and bribing the legislators to give them fantastic salaries. And because this really was a confrontation between the governor and the unions, and who is going to win? Well, of course, it was a momentous thing when Scott Walker won, which means now the government and the corporations can begin to limit the power of unions. This is what it's really all about. That was why this was a key election. Would that be a fair assessment, Brad?
It's close. I see the politics of it a little bit differently. I see it as Scott Walker was attempting to take the rights, the collective bargaining rights, away from the citizens there, away from the unions. But that was what the fight was about. And I should make clear that, you know, we don't know that Scott Walker flipped the election in his favor, or that anybody flipped it in his favor for him. The point is, we don't know. We don't know whether he won or lost. Millions of dollars were spent on this election. And then, you know, the results are told to us within 30 minutes based on computers that we know are easily hacked and often just fail on their own. So he either won legitimately or he did not. By the way, the same exit polls that were, you know, said that it was a 50-50 match throughout the day that Walker ended up winning, the voters preferred Barack Obama over Mitt Romney in those same exit polls by 11 points. Explain that.
So I think we've got real problems, Susan. What we need to do is get people educated and understanding. If we want to take America back, we've got to have honest elections. We need people involved, and I know that you're on the front lines of this battle. Appreciate everything you do. God
bless.
Yeah,
I did have one more question.
Okay, well then hang on. We'll get to that in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpreting. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Thank you, sir.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope, of course, that you enjoyed the interview with Brad this evening. And I think he probably is right. Basically, he's done excellent research in the past, and I've certainly analyzed his work, and certainly he may very well be right. The reason, of course, that they want, of course, to insist on voter ID at the polls may very well be simply to distract us from what's really going on, and that is the fact that we have a lot of fraudulent certainly counting of the votes by computers. We need, of course, to get this thing done and get it done correctly. We do have a 4-tape set on voting, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, if you really want to understand so much of what's going on today, we hope you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. We have all sorts of tape sets and CD sets and DVDs and videos on aspects of what's going on today. If you certainly want to understand the fact that we have a secret government working behind the scenes, you need to get our 4-CD set, Secret Societies. We have, of course, a 4-CD set on the secret government. And we have a secret government special where you can get actually 3 4-CD sets. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know about the Bohemian Grove, we have a 4-CD set on that. If you'd like to know about the Skull and Bones Society, we have a 4-CD set on that. And we have a book on that as well. And then, of course, we have a DVD on the Bohemian Grove, one that was actually shot there by Alex Jones. And you'll see the satanic sacrifice in front of the great 40-foot owl, who is a sign of Moloch, who is, of course, a prototype of Lucifer. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that everything going on today is subversive and behind that powerful occult forces. If you'd like to know more about Skull and Bones, you can go to William H. Kennedy's website, and there you can see a video that was actually shot at Skull and Bones at great personal risk. Somebody snuck in there and filmed the initiation, where the 15 members of Skull and Bones, who are appointed every year, the people who rule our nation, hold some of the most powerful positions, because they bow to a replica of Lucifer. This is not imaginary. You can actually see that at WilliamHKennedy.com. That's WilliamHKennedy.com. We carry William's book, Satanic Crimes. We carry a 4-tape set on satanic crimes. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll tell others about our program. Explain to them that there really are secret societies out here, and they do control our society. Now, basically, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't seen my talk on The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy, The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy, let me recommend that to you. And then, of course, we carry so many other DVDs. We have Lynn Marzulli's The Watchers, Watchers 2, Watchers 3, and they're all excellent DVDs, going into the spiritual forces working behind the scenes. But the Watchers are here. They're occultists. They're powerful occult forces that work in our society. And, of course, they permeate every aspect of America today. Who are they and how do they work? Well, they work through the Lucius Trust, which is a Luciferian organization. Certainly, I believe it's in New York City. But, of course, you want to get more information on this. You need to read the book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow by Constance Cumby. We have secondhand copies. You want to get the DVD, the talk she gave at Radio Liberty. It's called The Emergence. And you want to get the 4-CD set on the Aquarian Conspiracy. And it really is a conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen, a conspiracy for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So we ask you to pray for America and pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. And we'll be back in just a moment for the next hour.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind the views here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this radio station. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, we're going to have Corey Brackett with us. And Corey is a young woman. She had a film crew, a film business, then she came down with multiple sclerosis. She was actually in a wheelchair, losing her ability to see, her ability to speak, until she eventually found that multiple sclerosis that afflicted her was seemed to be directly related to aspartame poisoning. She was somebody who just drank all sorts of diet sodas trying to stay thin. And when she quit, of course, drinking diet sodas and changed her diet, why the lesions in her spinal cord disappeared. And basically you could see them on MRI, but of course they disappeared. And certainly many cases of multiple sclerosis are reversible and the result of this toxicity that comes from the use of aspartame. So Corey actually then took her film crew, went around the country, and she interviewed people all across America who had disability from multiple sclerosis related to drinking aspartame. This is not to say everybody with multiple sclerosis has it related to aspartame, but aspartame is a severe neurotoxin, and certainly it can be affiliated with multiple sclerosis, anterior lateral sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, some dementia. All of these things can be, and not are, but can be related to aspartame, which is a biological poison. It was originally developed as a biological warfare agent. And that's why today, ladies and gentlemen, it is in 6,000 products sold here in America, and many of those are sold to our children. They're intentionally poisoning our children. They know what the aspartame does. They know it produces pathological obesity. They know it creates infertility in both men and women. They know that it attacks the endocrine system. They know that it leads to convulsions. They know that it's carcinogenic. And, of course, that, in my estimation, is why it is in almost 6,000 products sold in America today. Was that as a background, Corey? You pick up the story.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Thanks so much for having me tonight.
Yeah, well, it's so good to have you. And don't worry about yesterday, what happened. We had a great program. I'm sorry that you slept through it, but I'm so glad that you're here with us this evening. And why don't you tell our listeners about your experience, certainly with aspartame, your recovering from your multiple sclerosis, and really, of course, how you've been trying to educate people about the danger of this biological warfare agent that is being used to attack the American people today.
Well, you know, pretty much throughout most of my young adult life, I was oblivious to everything. I thought I was being healthy, but I wasn't really. Almost all my meals were in some way, shape, or form junk food, and I don't mean going to a fast food restaurant. I was a little bit better than that, but I drank a six-pack of diet soda every day, and I also ate a lot of cheese, and that, I'm not implicating cheese here, but I'm saying I just looked for the least healthy alternative to a vegetarian diet, which at that time I was a very strict one. So then when I was consuming the diet sodas, eventually I began to have symptoms, and it was horrifying. I didn't know what was going on. I went through the battery of tests to try to figure out what's going on, and eventually I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis.
Well, that thought she was actually in a wheelchair and totally incapacitated.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Corey Brackett. We're simply talking about the fact that for almost 15 years, high officials in the FDA battled to keep aspartame and NutraSweet out of our food supply because they recognized how toxic it was. And it wasn't until the Reagan administration came in 1980 that they fired the high officials in the FDA. They brought in totally corrupt individuals, and they simply... Then they put the aspartame in our diet. It's been there ever since. A lot of people in the FDA know what's going on. They know they're poisoning the people, but if they speak out, they'll lose their jobs. And the high officials in the FDA are there not to protect the health, but to destroy the health of the American people, not only with aspartame, but with so many of the other things they're doing and blocking the truth from getting out. And every effort is made, coordinated with the people in favor of population control, to use not only aspartame, but many other things in our diet and the drugs we take that are poisoning the American people.
That's but part of the problem that's
right ahead.
Going on with the world and the society that we live in today is people are trapped by their job. We're all stuck in our lives a lot of times, and we don't feel like there's any way to get out of it. You know, it's really a very sad state of affairs. I look around sometimes at the world and I go, wait, this is all upside down. What's going on here? We're motivated by greed. We're motivated by power, and we're not motivated by enjoying ourselves and interacting with each other on a one-on-one human level. And that is a shame. And, you know, everything that's out there is really a part of us, and we need to have respect for the earth, respect for people, respect for animals, you know, everything.
Well, basically, of course, you know, you put out the two DVDs and you've been on certainly a real active campaign to try to educate the people about the dangers of aspartame.
Yes.
Basically, how do you present it? What are, from your point of view, why is aspartame dangerous to the health of the American people and to the American children?
Well, once I figured out that there was a problem, I realized that I needed to get the word out desperately to help other people and prevent them from having to go through what I went through, because it was a horrific experience, and I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. So, if that is the case, then wait a minute. I need to spread the word here. I need to help other people realize that there's a problem. And that is happening, but it's happening slowly. Why I think it's problematic is if you look at the chemistry of aspartame, first of all, it's genetically modified, which is bad enough. We don't really want genetically modified foods in our bodies, but we all consume them pretty much on a daily basis. It's very difficult to get away from them. But second of all, it has three breakdown products, and two of them are amino acids, which we all need in our bodies to survive. I mean, that's just living. We need them. They're essential. And if they're non-essential, it means that the body can make them itself. But one of the amino acids is essential and one is not. But they're still 40 and 50% of the aspartame molecule, respectively, which is a hugely disproportionate amount of amino acids to put into somebody's body.
But the big problem, of course, is, Corey, that it breaks down into formaldehyde and methanol. Methanol is a poison. Formaldehyde is a poison. And these are the end products of the amino acids they put in. It's phenylalanine and aspartic acid, the two of the initial components. But as it goes through the metabolic process, it breaks down to formaldehyde and methanol, which is a deadly poison.
Exactly.
And this is what we're doing, is we're poisoning our children with that. And where is the outcry? I mean, they put this in children's chewing gum. They put this in children's medicines. They put it in all sorts of products that are used by children.
I've heard of mothers who are walking their babies in strollers who have the baby bottle filled with diet soda. That's very frightening to me, because the child's brain is not protected fully from the blood-brain barrier like we adults are, so they're more susceptible to the problem.
And because this is basically, of course, Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, and they contain aspartame, and they know what they're doing. They know they're poisoning their children. They just don't want the public to know. Well, their telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we could certainly talk for several hours about all the other poisons they're putting in our food that are poisoning the American people, which is why, of course, certainly when you compare American men of 55 to 65 to comparable groups in Great Britain, we have almost twice as much diabetes and heart attack. They know what they're doing, but they don't want the American people to know. So
count, there was like a billion people worldwide with neurological disorders, and that's not just the United States. But it points to the fact that we're becoming a sicker society.
And of course, it only makes sense if you really understand there really is an agenda to kill off most of the people in the world. And if you doubt that, you need to go to Elberton, Georgia, and certainly look at the Georgia Guidestones there, where they talk about eliminating over 90% of the population of the world.
That's a chilling fact about the Georgia Guidestones.
And of course, basically, you listen to what a lot of these people are saying, whether it be Ted Turner wants to do away with 95% of the world's population, or Dr. Eric Pienka, or Dr. Sam Keane, or the others.
But of course, they're part of the 5% left.
Right. So anyway, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, of course, our guest is Corey Brackett. Her DVDs are excellent. Why don't you tell our listeners certainly what they will see if they do get the DVD on Sweet Misery?
Sweet Misery is a great video, especially if you're trying to convince someone you love, who you see schlepping the diet sodas or the diet gum or the sugar-free gum or diet yogurt or whatever, to stop consuming the product. It's a great video for that, because it goes really well into the biochemistry of aspartame, as well as the history of how it was approved. It goes in a timeline. It goes into great detail, and I think it's a good video, but I'm a little biased. Sweet Remedy is a more extensive video. It's longer, and it deals with all sorts of toxins. Not all of them, of course. There's like thousands of them now. It's horrible. They approve thousands of toxins every year for our consumption. So we're getting sicker and sicker and sicker as we go. But Sweet Remedy, deals with aspartame after its approval through the FDA, as well as things like MSG and food dyes and what some people around the country are doing to return to a healthier place.
Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question at all about this NutraSweet aspartame and the fact that this is being put in so many of the food substances in America, and it is specifically, I believe, has targeted our children. Now, basically, of course, so many people drink large amounts of aspartame. They drink the Diet Cokes, they drink Diet Sodas, they drink certainly Diet Pepsi, and these things are loaded with aspartame, and they know it's toxic. And certainly there's been all sorts of efforts to try to get these things out, but phenomenal amounts of money. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent to silence this, and when efforts have been made to get legislation passed to actually outlaw these things in individual states, that they will put up millions of dollars to bribe the politicians and to bring in, of course, people who will get up and swear that there's absolutely nothing wrong. And all the scientific information they have is totally fraudulent. And in state after state, especially when they bribe the politicians, they've been able to quell efforts to have state laws outlawing Diet Coke and Diet Sodas and Diet Pepsi and all of these other products, from the Wrigley's chewing gum, there were so many jams and jellies, and instead of having sugar in them, why, of course, they'll have aspartame. But you go right ahead, Corey Brackett. You know the story much better than I do.
Well, you know, when you're talking about people consuming aspartame and they keep consuming it, once you start consuming aspartame, it's a trend to want to consume more and more of it. I would consider it addictive, and I can attest to that because there was a time when, for example, I'll tell you about the story later.
No, you go right ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I was visiting my mother, and she's someone who believes in everything
in moderation, right.
Yeah. And when I was visiting her, I kept asking her to go to the store to get me another 12-pack of diet soda. I went through so much diet soda, I filled up her recycle bin, or recycle, you know, barge tub. It was like the size of a trash can.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. I guess it's Corey Brackett. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus. to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Hold that thought, Corey. We'll be right back. Okay, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Corey Bracker. We're talking about how the fact that they're poisoning the American people and the children of this country with aspartame. Now, basically, of course, one of the big reasons they'd like it in the food is because it decreases fertility. It decreases the sperm count. It decreases women's fertility. And, of course, this is part of the population control agenda. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question. But this is such an important issue. Certainly, we could talk about the bisphenol they put in the plastics and how that poisons our babies. Of course, they've only recently come out and said we ought to take it out of the baby bottles. For 30 years, they've been poisoning our children by having the bisphenol, which gives large doses of estrogen to little boys. This is why so many of our boys are effeminate. And then, of course, problems we have with our meat, where the cows are fed with recombinant bovine growth hormone. And if you drink the milk that comes from those cows in any quantities of several glasses a day, you triple the incidence of both breast carcinoma and prostate carcinoma. They know that. They know how carcinogenic soy products can be. They know how carcinogenic genetically modified foods are. But they don't want the American people to know, because there is a population control agenda, and they believe there are too many people in the world today. And which is why, of course, you look at the mortality figures, they're far lower in America. Certainly, I think we used to be, you know, at the very top with one or two in world mortality figures. Now we're down around 40 to 44. Go right ahead, Corey.
Well, it's interesting, though. Stores are beginning to be aware, and it's not a matter of them becoming aware and responsible. It's a matter of them going, oh, our bottom line is dropping. How do we increase this? Well, they think that, oh, if we've been getting a lot of complaints about RGBH, for example, recombinant bovine growth hormone, and if they take it out of products, then it'll be okay. Or if they have organic foods, it will be okay. that's one thing that I've been seeing, like in my local supermarket, I've been seeing, like there was some sour cream I bought the other day. I don't usually buy it, but I had a craving, so I bought it. And they had sour cream that was RBGH free, which is amazing. I never would have thought they would have it. I mean, in Sweet Remedy, we walked around a supermarket and there was absolutely nothing we could buy. And that's very true, or it was, but at least they're getting a little bit more awareness, and it's kind of a good feeling that maybe there's a little glimmer of hope out there.
Well, I think more and more people are getting informed. Certainly, well, there are lots of health programs out there, and a lot of people who are quite knowledgeable on these subjects talking about it, and I think more and more people are listening. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Corey Brackett, and we're talking about the danger of aspartame and NutraSweet. They're the same thing. There have been over 6,000 products here in America. And basically, of course, they may not even tell you it's aspartame or NutraSweet. What you'll do is you read the contents, and they'll say natural flavoring. But you never know what that natural flavoring is.
That's an insidious little
right, that's a very, very, very clever thing they have in there, because they know people are beginning to look for aspartame and NutraSweet, so now they call it natural flavoring, and they're still poisoning you, and they're still poisoning your children.
But I am quite excited to see people talking more with each other and standing up to the corporate supermarket structure and saying, no, I don't want this. And the supply and demand is speaking strongly to them.
Well, I think there's a growing awareness on so many of the things we talk about here, and this is rewarding to me. It means that suddenly the 5 hours a day we put on behind a, or put in behind a microphone is having an impact.
Yes.
But of course, cumulatively, with all the work that so many other people are doing. Well, it's certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Corey Brackett. Her DVDs are Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy, both of which we carry. And you can get them by calling 1-888-1-800-544-8927. The call is at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you give us a call, we'd like to know what you think.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita
at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, Corey Brackett. Our telephone number here at the studio, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And before we go on, Corey, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your website and get your information?
Sure. They can go to sweetremedyradio.com. It's all one word. There's no lines or dashes or slashes or anything. Just all one word, sweetremedyradio.com. And they can, you know, go there. My radio show that I have is once a month. I'm not quite as prolific as you, but I still, you know, I try to get the word out there about health issues primarily. And that's, you can listen to that on a link from the website. And also my email address, if anyone wants to reach me, is info@sweetremedyradio.com.
info@sweetremedyradio.com.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Of course, I think there's more and more awareness. Certainly, we have a wonderful DVD, an interview we did with Betty Martini. Actually, Betty came out and spoke at our conference last year. We have a DVD of the interview with Betty Martini, and she has so much information. And you have to understand, really, that everything is done to conceal the truth from the American people. The last thing they want is for the American people to realize that not only are they themselves being poisoned, but they're in an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort to poison our children. Well, certainly, now as far as your health is concerned, are you doing pretty well? Certainly, at one time you were confined to a wheelchair, while you could barely speak, you had double vision.
Yeah.
Has most of this cleared pretty well?
I have to admit to you, Dr. Sam, that I did have to work at getting better. But now I walk about 4 miles every day, and I feel great, and I'm loving life, and I'm feeling wonderful.
All right, fine. So basically, it was really getting off of the aspartame,
yeah,
and then getting onto a good healthy diet with lots of fruits,
yes,
and vegetables.
A good healthy diet is important too. Just because you get off of aspartame, don't think that, oh, I can go back to eating my Big Macs and fries and, you know, MSG laden Doritos or whatever. You still have to be conscious of your health, and I think one of the best ways to do it is to learn to listen to your body. I mean, besides some of the obvious things, it's like no aspartame, no MSG, no fluoride, no chlorine, whatever. It's important to really, like, keep a food diary. That can be a really helpful thing when you're starting out. That helped me a lot because I was able to look back, because not every toxin affects your body immediately. So it's not like food poisoning that you go to a restaurant, there's bad food, and you get sick that night. It's often like 3 days later, so it's harder to trace, to figure out. But if you keep a food diary, then you can go, well, let me look back here and what I've eaten in the past week, and let me see what the changes were. And then you can create a healthier regime, you know, because unfortunately, the way the world works today, there's so many factors working against us to live a happy, healthy, and successful and wonderful life. We have to take charge of those things and, you know, not cower in a corner all scared all the time, but be able to be free. And the only way we can be free is if we take charge of our own welfare and health and well-being.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand there are a number of things out there that are poisonous, and when you're aware of them, you can avoid them. And then, of course, eating a proper diet and taking the proper vitamins and minerals is so vitally important today. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But we're really talking about millions of people are being poisoned on a regular basis by drinking the diet sodas. And basically, they may not even know it. I mean, these may be very subtle changes in their metabolism.
Yeah, but it can be very subtle and take years.
But of course, they can have a certainly devastating effect on you. But, of course, what the other thing is that it can have a devastating effect on children. And people don't understand why so many of our children today are having real physical problems. One out of every six American children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality. Now, part of that is fluoride. Part of that is certainly there's the mercury in the vaccines, or the mercury in the dental fillings, or certainly the aluminum that was being sprayed into our society. All of these metals are toxic. And all of them, of course, impacting on our children. And then there's aspartame. And so many of our children today are drinking large amounts of diet drinks, and those are loaded with aspartame. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, I know that Betty Martini has actually tried to get legislation introduced in various state legislatures to outlaw in those states of certainly the aspartame. Do you have any idea what's happened to those efforts?
It has been, first of all, Betty is a tireless crusader for helping to raise awareness about aspartame. But secondly, I know that when she's been working on it, it hasn't panned out too well in this country because always at the end of the day, at the last minute, the 11th hour, some lobbyist comes along and fills the legislators' minds with propaganda for their company. And that's quite a problem in a lot of ways. I know that right now in Europe, the EFSA, the European Food Safety Authority, is working and looking into aspartame. I don't know quite yet how that will pan out. I'm not really, you know, expecting it to be a miraculous turnaround. I would love it to be, but as I said, the lobbyists, their power is pretty astounding.
Well, of course, we know that over in Europe, they do not, in most of the countries, allow genetically modified food because they know it's going to poison them. And they do not put fluoride in the drinking water because they know it's toxic. Well, so why is it toxic to put fluoride in the drinking water in America, but it's perfectly, in Europe, but it's perfectly all right to put it in the drinking water in the United States? And basically, over in Europe, they have a lot of laws dealing with diet and these various poisons and metals, and they've outlawed them. And we all have them here, and the average American is never allowed to know because the wicked people control the media and suppress the information. And you're never going to hear about this on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, or certainly from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, because, of course, they are all in the pocket of the people who are in the process of poisoning the American people.
Right. It's difficult. I think that the lobbyists often look to the main authoritative body of an organization like the American Medical Association or the American Dental Association to reach. And once they bought them and gotten them into their pocket, then they can influence the individual doctors and dentists. There was one female dentist that I met in a business conference not too long ago who was giving out fluoride-treated toothpicks to everybody. And I was appalled. I was like, what do you think of fluoride? And she goes, I think it's good. She smiled. And I'm like, where did you hear that? Like, well, I listen to my authoritative body, my American Dental Association. They tell me everything I need to know. So a lot of doctors and dentists today aren't doing their own research, and the ones that do are very often mavericks like Dr. Russell Blaylock or something, who will speak out about the whole situation. But the ones who rely on the main authoritative figure for them to get their information, they're often not told the truth, so they can't really make a decision.
I think you're absolutely right, Corey, and since having been a member of many of these organizations, I can tell you that they usually have their people planted in key positions, key administrative positions, and they have to do, if there's going to be a medical meeting, they're the ones who arrange the speakers so that they will not have a speaker there that will tell the people the truth. And then they do, certainly we're required here in California, we have to attend a certain number of meetings, on a regular basis, almost every week, every other week to maintain our license. And most of the speakers that are brought in are not going to tell the truth. Now, I was so amazed here recently when they did have a speaker, a woman speaker coming from a major university who was talking about the Federal Drug Administration, how it was licensing all of these terrible, terrible drugs.
Wow.
And I was just amazed. In fact, we even got hold of her and had her on our program. How she got into that meeting, I'll never know, but I thought it was a great speech. I'm not sure that any of the doctors appreciated what she had to say. They all looked very, 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 very bored, but I'm sitting there just pretty enthralled by what she had to say, to the point where we did track her down. We got onto our programs, a lovely lady, trying to get the information out. So this is all we can do. Go ahead, Corey.
You care, Dr. Stan, and that is one of the wonderful things about you, is that you will help to promote the knowledge of people, and you respect people so that you know that they have a right to know. And I'm not saying that most doctors are bad. I just think they're kept in the dark. And that is a very frustrating thing. But a lot of doctors, they get very busy. They don't have time to read the original papers. At best, they will read the beginning part of the study, the summary, which is often skewed, tell almost the opposite story of what the study says.
I think that's very, very true. But of course, the significant thing is that what most people don't understand is that our medical organizations, our dental organizations, but even more than that, our U.S. Public Health Service, our CDC, and our Federal Drug Administration have been taken over at the top and are being used not to protect our health, but to destroy and damage our health. If you wanted to destroy America, would you get yourself a job as a doctor in some small community? Would you get yourself a job in a key position in a federal agency where, of course, you could use your influence to facilitate the poisoning of the people?
Well, if you wanted to drive a Ferrari every day, you'd probably pick the national.
Well, and basically, I've seen this. I've been to the Centers for Disease Control. I've talked to the doctors there, and some of them were very good and altruistic, but some of them were just inherently evil, and they looked me right in the eye, and they lied to me, and it was very obvious that they were intent there to do harm, and they were trying to argue me into positions. Unfortunately, you know, I've been around long enough that when they use sophisticated arguments, I could simply counter what they said. And what would they do? They'd immediately change the subject. That's what they always do. And it's so clever. Oh, when you're winning the argument, they change the subject.
Yeah.
And then they try to put you on the defensive, make you look like the bad guy. And you have to understand, when these are high government officials, and they certainly have the ability to influence public health policy, why no man's life or family or children are safe. And unfortunately, this is the way that it certainly is working in the Federal Drug Administration, in the American Medical Association, in the Centers for Disease Control, in the American Dental Association, and certainly if you, we have so much information in our website and the articles and our four tape sets showing how these various authoritative groups have been infiltrated and essentially taken over, and they're poisoning the American people today. And one of the most certainly effective means is the use of aspartame and NutraSweet. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, you got about three minutes. Just go right ahead, Corey.
I think the important thing for people to remember is to learn to talk with each other, to communicate. I have a lot of friends who aren't don't have the opportunity to be on the radio every day or make a documentary or something, but they do talk to their friends, and that I think is the most powerful thing that anyone can do, and that will hopefully make you realize that you do have power, you do have the opportunity to change things, but we all have to do it. You know, the more an individual stands up, the more people will follow along and do it too. The more, when I see somebody standing up and saying, hey, do you know about aspartame? I'm like, wow. Okay, cool. Well, I need to do that more. Because it's one thing to talk to a group of people about aspartame. It's another thing to talk to an individual in the supermarket who has 6-12 packs of diet soda in their cart. But that's just as important. And there can be change, and we can all make change.
And I think there is a growing awareness, ladies and gentlemen. Certainly when we got started out here 15 years ago, I don't think most people had any idea what was really going on. I think that increasingly people are getting information today, and all we can do is just continue talking and hoping and praying that more and more people will listen to our message and understand they're poisoning our children. And if you care about your children, your grandchildren, you're going to get the information. You're going to get Corey's DVDs and certainly Benny Martini's talk. You're going to get my talk on population control. Corey, thank you so very much for being with us. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's always wonderful.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed the program with Corey Brackett this evening. We do carry her two DVDs, Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy. That's Sweet Misery and Sweet Memory, Sweet Misery, Sweet Sweet Remedy. And basically, if you're only going to get one, I'd get the Sweet Remedy. I like that one better. If you can get both of them, they're excellent. We also have a DVD by Betty Martini. It's simply called Aspartame, and she does a great job with that, and we certainly encourage you to get those. DVDs are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I suddenly, Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, has an excellent section in it on aspartame. His book certainly... Sweet Misery, his book on that actually called Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills covers both aspartame and MSG, but well worthwhile reading. You need to have the scientific studies to show that they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. And then we have certainly 2 4-tape sets on aspartame. And if you'd like them, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Now, how do we understand what's going on today? Well, you need to get my talk on population control, the covert agenda. What's that all about? Well, it's about the fact that there is an organized effort to kill off the majority of the people in the world. And basically, of course, they're going to do this with war and famine and disease. They know exactly what they're doing, and they talk about that. And you want to get my talk, Population Control, the Covert Agenda. mean, people think about population control having to do with abortion and contraceptives and sterilization. They don't think too much about the euthanasia that's taking place in our own hospitals here, where older people are simply allowed to die, or they're sent to hospice. And then, of course, we talk about end-of-life care, and we talk certainly about people should have a living will. But if you look at the living will, of course, what you say is you don't want extraordinary care. And who would want to have as many tubes down their throat and IVs running all the time and catheters in place? And that would be extraordinary care, but also so would food and water. They never explain or define extraordinary care. And there is a plan to kill people. Not only that, but they're doing everything they can to promote cancer, and certainly aspartame increases the incidence of cancer, as does water fluoridation, as does the aluminum and the vaccines that they're putting into our society, into our diet, injecting into our children, certainly the tobacco, which they kills well over 500,000 people in America every single year, and countless millions throughout the world. They have treatments for cancer, and they're actually suppressing them. They're putting all sorts of products in our foods that promotes cancer. And, of course, we have a great DVD called Cancer, the Forbidden Cures. We have a four-tape set on why do we still have cancer, going to the background that there are excellent treatments that are being actively suppressed. If you've never heard our four-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians, The New Order of the Barbarians, you can get the transcript of that as well. It's basically interviews with Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan, who I've interviewed as a personal friend of Dr. Cuddy's. But back in 1969, he had heard Dr. Richard Day, who is the medical director of Planned Parenthood. Dr. Richard Day gave a talk to a group of doctors in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, talking about the plan. And he talked about a secret group that he was part and parcel of, that really controlled the world, that they believed there were too many people. They were going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. How they were going to actively suppress the treatments for cancer. All throughout the world, there were already treatments at that time that were being kept locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation. You need to hear or read this testimony. The New Order of the Barbarians. I'm not making this up. This is real. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
Hello, son.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, darling.
New song?
Brand new, first time in the year.
Brand new, my eye. You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Hang 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.